This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a record $2.2 trillion aid package meant to offset the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Among other things, the $2.2 trillion package has direct payments for many Americans, boosts in unemployment benefits, and help for businesses large and small.
It's there. It's substantial.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, shortly after the bill easily passed by voice vote, Kentucky Republican Thomas Massey had tried to force a roll call vote to put each member on the record. That would have delayed approval while forcing lawmakers to take risky flights here to Washington. Massey, though, is accusing Pelosi and GOP leader Kevin McCarthy of a cover-up.
They don't want to be on record of making the biggest mistake in history.
His move infuriated President Trump, who called Massey a third-rate grandstander who should be thrown out of the GOP. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday he would still lead the country's response to the coronavirus outbreak, but would be holed up inside a borrowed office within the nation's seat of government after testing positive. Reuters' Francesca Liner reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was self-isolating for 7 days and working from home on Friday after announcing his positive coronavirus test results.
In no doubt that I can continue, thanks to the wizardry of modern technology.
The PM will now have meals and paperwork delivered to his door and will communicate with his team via video conferencing as the UK government continues the country's battle against coronavirus. Health Secretary Matt Hancock revealed on Friday that he too has come down with the virus.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Africans woke up under lockdown Friday, struggling to adapt to some of the toughest restrictions in the world as the country recorded its first coronavirus deaths and confirmed cases rose above 1,000. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
South Africans woke to a 21-day lockdown on Friday, some of the toughest measures in the world as the country recorded its first coronavirus deaths and confirmed cases rose above 1,000. But the results are mixed and underlines the difficulty other countries in the region may face if the disease takes real hold. The streets of Johannesburg are practically deserted, for example, while military and traffic police have been removing homeless people from the streets and forcing them into shelters. But not far away in Alexandra and other poorer townships, large crowds are still gathering, and the cramped conditions in those places go against social distancing rules and act as a breeding ground for the virus among people reliant on the country's ailing public health system. The restrictions confine people to their homes for most activities, including exercise, only permitting trips outside for specific purposes like buying food or for health emergencies. South Africa's first two deaths from the virus both occurred in Western Cape, more than 600 miles from Johannesburg. The country has become an epicenter of the outbreak on the continent, where 3,212 people have been infected overall, of whom 84 have died.
Iranian media reports that hundreds of people have been killed and more than 1,000 sickened by ingesting methanol in the mistaken belief it protects against the coronavirus. AP's Zaria Shakali has details.
An Iranian doctor helping the country's health ministry told the Associated Press the problem was even greater, giving a death toll of around 480, with 2,850 people sickened. The poisonings come as fake remedies spread across social media in Iran, where people remain deeply suspicious of the government, after it downplayed the crisis for days before it overwhelmed the country. The Islamic Republic has reported over 29,000 confirmed cases and more than 2,200 deaths from the virus, the highest toll of any country in the Middle East. I'm Zaria Shakli.
On Wall Street, all three major indices closed down, with the Dow Jones Industrials off more than 4%, the S&P down nearly 3.5%, and the NASDAQ down 3.79%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.